This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Ed Sheeran. It's 9:09 and time for you to grab your phone if you want tickets to One Republic. Call now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins. We're giving away tickets between 9:05 and 4:05. What is that, every hour?
That's correct,
pretty
sir.
Much.
We've got tickets to One Republic and also James Arthur and Fitz in the Tantrum. Mm-hmm. So call now for One Republic tickets. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins.
I'm ready.
He's ready to count to 97, everyone.
All right. Hooman's waiting, everyone. Okay, so Sarah jumped out because she is going to take her kid over to Berkeley and get him moved in today, although someone texted in and...
Oh, I saw that. What did he say?
It doesn't look good. He said that they're doing construction on the Berkeley housing and that there's no rush to get there. Oh. Don't rush, because they're not going to let you start. You'd think that would be some kind of... Well, I'll find it when I get to it. So right now... We're still looking for the 97th caller for those One Republic tickets. That same number is where you can text us, 800-400-3697. We get tons of those throughout the morning. Here's where we get caught up. 707 is commenting on the story Sarah did earlier about the lady Bieber hit on Instagram.
The lady from the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guys pulled up three pictures that were all boomerang photos and tried to get me to guess which one. Well, actually, was it the one I would pick or the one he would pick? They turned out to be the same. But yeah, the gym lady in the hot yoga pants. Mm-hmm. That was my call.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cute.
Jessica something, right?
Grober.
Just a normal lady.
Yeah.
707 says Bieber fans are known to threaten... The girls he shows interest in. That girl was wise to stay away, especially since her workplace is now known because of this.
Yes. Yeah, they are right. Every time we've heard something like that, Bieber fans get all over that person. Scary. Threaten their lives. Sure. Nobody wants that.
707 says, no, Sarah.
What?
That girl is built from the gym photo. Vinny is right. Saw that picture the day Justin B liked it. Yes, you'll have to check with a man first about what we really like. Yoga, yoga, yoga is what this person writes. Is that what that lady's thing is, yoga?
I think she was a fitness something.
Like a fitness model?
Nah, I think she worked at a gym of sorts, and she was doing an ad for that.
Uh-huh. This person, I guess, is assuming it's yoga because of the yoga pants.
Mm.
I feel like the yoga pant has left yoga in the dust years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Please, I wear mine all the time.
I know, the other day.
When's the last time I went to yoga?
You had them on with dress shoes, and I was like, are those yoga pants?
Mm-hmm.
They look great. It's a gym in Savannah, and they posted a boomerang video featuring their front desk receptionist.
Oh, she's the receptionist.
Mm-hmm. And somehow he caught wind of that.
I'm sure she uses their services, huh?
I'm sure.
707 says, watching Game of Thrones last night, the first thing I thought of was Sarah's son's last night at home. Sending you positive vibes today, Sarah.
Aww.
So I was telling Yuzette about it a bit last, our dinner last night. Both the boys were super quiet. They just didn't say anything.
Are they going to miss each other?
Yeah, they don't really, you know, express love towards one another like you would expect or want or hope.
They're brothers. Look at Vinny's brothers.
I think you need distance to realize how much you appreciate your brother.
Mm.
That sort of brings it. But then you get close again and you want distance again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, that's sort of, I can be around Jan or actually it's not as much my youngest brother, but me and Jan, we can hang out for a little bit and then we start to get like, All right.
Done with you.
We're good.
Go home.
Nice visit. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Did you watch Game of Thrones, Vin?
I did.
I did not.
So this episode, I feel like, was another one of those. Some stuff happened. It was okay. Mm-hmm.
It's setting up the next episode.
Yeah, it didn't really, like, the one before it was action-packed.
Oh, it was so good.
This one was a little bit more. But someone said, let me see if I can find the text, that Jon Snow finds out he's not a bastard?
That's exactly right. So remember that scene where Sam's girlfriend...
Oh, spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Remember when Sam's girlfriend was kind of just randomly reading the
books?
She revealed something as she was randomly reading about, you know, a secret wedding. And as a result of, you have to know the books to understand what, because I made Sarah and John pause and I'm like, what the hell does she say? Because Sarah fell out of her chair.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention during that part.
So that revealed that Jon Snow is not only not a bastard, but he's also the rightful heir.
Oh, and there I was looking at my laptop or doing something.
What did you think of Jaime and how he's not dead and the way he survived the dragon?
I thought that was cool and fine. All that is fine. But Cersei, huh?
Well,
I don't want to say.
Yeah, I don't want to say that.
But
one either,
there's
that's a first human.
That's a big thing.
I don't want to say. We've never heard that out of his
A big thing happened with Cersei and Jaime last night, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
I know.
We're gonna.
You know what I did love? I did love seeing Jon Snow, the guy with the red beard, the Hound,
step out into the snow.
Well, just all hanging out, like all those Jorah, you know, like all those guys together. I'm like, this is like an all-star team.
They're a pretty good gang,
right? Weren't you thinking that?
Yeah.
By the way, that last moment when that gate lifts up, I mean, I felt cold watching that.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I was like, that looks freezing.
Well, then they showed the coming attractions, and you see, you know, our gang running for their lives, and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's freezing.
I mean, running. It's freezing. They're wearing all their gear, and they're running. And you're like,
is
oh,
it the White Walkers?
And they're not running to them. They're running from them. So that is bad news.
We're going to go. I'm going to go home and watch that today with John. And then did you see Ray Donovan?
Oh, he has forgot about Ray Donovan. I watched... What did I watch? I watched Big Brother.
Boo.
I'm so dumb.
Boo.
Ray Donovan.
How did you forget Ray
Donovan? I didn't watch Ray Donovan. Okay. So are you caught up now?
No, we're going to watch Game and Ray today.
So today's your husband's day off.
Yeah. I know.
That's why you were out all day Saturday, because you have...
Yeah.
Because you're free.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, all I did was watch TV and clean the house, cook, and clean the dog, and all that stuff. So,
415 says shorts and a bikini tops during a San Francisco summer equals I'm not from the Bay Area. Yeah,
there was a few of those at Outside Lands. I didn't see too many though.
I saw a lot.
You did? Well, you were there all 3 days.
Yeah, maybe I noticed it more.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it.
You loved it?
The experience was really fun, and I got my exercise in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of steps.
925 says, where's Riley going to school? Berkeley. He's staying in town.
Yeah.
That's Sarah's kid, if you don't know. Sarah, it's so nice to hear someone else going through this. I dropped my daughter off on Thursday. That's where Sarah is, by the way, if you're tuning in and not hearing her and missing her. She's dropping her boy off at college today. I guess they got to move them into the dorm. Mm. And it's a thing. You get an appointment time.
I wonder if you have to be out by a certain time. Like, you have 2 hours.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they need to move, cycle people through. There's the next group of people. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
I totally see Sarah, like, taking up all the time. But wait, one more thing. No.
One more hug.
Just bring it to him tomorrow, Sarah.
415 Sarah moving my boy into the Berkeley dorms today too. Love that he's still local and always welcome at home. Go Bears. My daughter moved out to live just across town, and I burst into tears the first time I walked into her empty room. Even when they're nearby, it's hard at first.
Well, you just got, you have to fill that room up with something.
Saw this at SFO and thought of you guys, and it is Johnny Mosley's plaque as a Bay Area Sports Hall of Famer.
Nice.
And boy, they couldn't have picked a worse likeness of him
for the
plaque picture.
Yeah, it's not as chiseled.
He's a super handsome dude, and this picture just makes him look like a hillbilly.
He looks all grubby. It's terrible.
That's,
I wonder
no
where
good.
It's actually located, though. Is there a section at the
doesn't
airport?
Doesn't say. I never walked past it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Never seen that. It's funny. As someone said, I Googled Bieber yoga pants girl. It gave me Justin in yoga pants, scratching my eyes out.
Yuck. I think Marshawn Lynch didn't play football last year when Cap was doing his protest, but you know someone will go back to see if he's never stood. I don't think he'd lie about that, so he probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy, he's real quiet in terms of, I know he's famous and he's a great running back, and I think he's one of the highest selling jerseys already this season, and it hasn't even started yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very popular.
He does a lot for the Oakland community.
Yeah. No, he's great, but he doesn't do a lot of press. That's not his thing. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who says, I'm only here so I won't get fined. That's who he is. 781 says, hate to break it to you, Vin, but racist crap falls under free speech. The state is there for all its citizens, even the backward racist ones. Mm. I do agree with that I'm for freedom of speech, and that means you get both sides of every opinion, and you get opinions you agree with and some that you absolutely are sickened by. But having a symbol of racism on state property isn't free speech. Mm. And that's what's being argued, is the General Lee statue that's up there in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. where these people gathered to do their... Was it a protest?
It was a protest.
And they're protesting it being taken down, right?
Right, right. And then did you see the guy was denied bail?
Well, he should be denied bail.
Of course.
I also heard the guy who rammed the counter-protesters with his car, not only was he denied bail, but I also heard they're going to put that under a terrorism.
Like domestic terrorism?
Yeah. Mm. So it won't just be murder. Because mm-hmm. that lady died.
Yeah.
A lady died and 30 other people ended up in the hospital. Not all because of the car. And actually, they say two policemen died, but it was because a helicopter crashed, which was nowhere.
Yeah. No, but they were going to the scene.
Just driving down 80 towards Berkeley on the overpass. Bleep Nazis, giant sign, listening to your story about neo-Nazis. The thing is, too, you know, those people, I don't know how many people were going to gather in the first place. I realize that the Nazi symbol is so newsworthy. Just the idea that anyone would walk around with it, it ends up being like the photo and the. But it got made worse just by everyone showing up and covering that event. Like, what would that have been? 40 or 50 people? Most?
I don't know. It looked like hundreds of people.
Well, the counter protests were.
Yeah. But people like to have their voice out there, and
yeah.
How are they going to know people oppose them if people don't get out there and show it?
Yeah, good point. Help, Vinny, urgent, says 707.
Uh-oh.
I've been battling this all weekend. Can a girl send a guy too many naked pictures?
No.
No.
Boys, there's three of you here.
No, you can't.
Absolutely not.
Hooman?
What?
What does that mean?
It should be okay. I mean, you know, you don't want to. Hopefully you guys don't break up.
Well, don't worry about that. They love each other. They're so in love.
I say err on the side of caution.
I will tell you this, though. those tasteful photos you're sending aren't good enough. Like, really, boys, if you're trying to send a boy a photo that he's really going to love, he wants to see
all
the
stuff. Up.
All
yeah,
it.
He does.
And leave your face out.
Yeah, but that, like, shadowy thing, that's not nearly good. Like, turn the lights on and take a picture. Yeah. That's the way you do that, right?
Nice lighting. Yeah. No blurry shots.
Yeah, don't blur it out. What?
Has your girlfriend ever sent you one?
Me? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you. Oh.
And
I can't even picture her doing that.
She's even let me take photos.
Oh. That's sexy.
Right. Absolutely. I'm like, oh my God, this is... Never mind. I mean, you know what I mean. I know exactly.
Golden.
Yeah, here's what I want to see. 407 says, my sex life is opposite. I'm the woman in a heterosexual relationship of 7 years, and I want it just about every day. But for him, it's about timing and mood. Mm. 61 years old, getting it 3 times a week. I feel like an old stud.
All right.
Nice.
Bravo.
925 says, try 6 years without sex. Sucks.
No, thanks.
And they're
I'm
still
assuming
married?
That means you're married because...
or their person's in jail.
Or it's hard breaking up.
Right.
Oh, you got to... You can't take 6 years to break up. Weeping wieners. I'm dying over here, says 707. 6 years with someone, and if you haven't done it, I think that's grounds to break up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you could be like, listen, let's be best friends, mm-hmm. but I have to go fill this other need. Mm-hmm. And clearly you're not into it. I don't want to try and sell you something you don't like. I don't know if you're not interested at all or just not interested in me. But I got to go do that.
Right. I mean, maybe there's something else wrong there.
408 says they donated to Hooman and Brin.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone. We're at $1,039. We just had a humongous meeting with all of the executives at CBS, and we've decided to raise it.
All of them.
To $2,000.
All right.
So we're raising our goal. By a grand.
When is the stair climb?
It's on September 9th, 555 California.
What time are you guys going to do it?
I think, well, because like, it falls on 9-9, I'm assuming it's going to be at 9 a.m. I think they're going to keep the theme.
No, no, no. I thought it was you had 2 hours, so you either had to go 8 to 10 or 10 to 12.
I think they're going to stagger us because I looked at the stairs.
Yeah. You looked at them? You mean as you ran up them?
Yeah,
like you
as
said
I ran
you
up
did?
Them, yeah. I looked at them, and obviously not everyone's going to be able to run together. I think it's going to be like 5 minute like increments.
Yeah,
so it'll be roughly around 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
So we're not running right. together, who?
No, we are. And we have one other thing got approved. Well, I guess I'll just tell you. It's such a big deal. One of my friends is the stair race champion of the world.
Of the world, Vinny! Ding, 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 of the world!
Her name is Trisha O'Hare, and she's running on Team Alice.
Oh, nice. All right.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's incredible.
Some star athletes.
She's won stair races all over the country.
She has, so she just won the Empire State Building.
Who knew?
She just won that.
Oh, man, that's crazy. In the world!
Listen, not only do I want to win,
yeah.
I want to, like, pummel. I want to destroy.
In a grand fashion.
In a grand fashion. Thank you. That's what we
Spoken
do here.
Spoken from a Christian.
It's Alice at 97.3.
415 says, Vin, we just want to have a vested interest in the penis we receive via airdrop. No interest in the random unknown.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah looked pretty long and hard at that picture she got today from one of the listeners.
Well,
couldn't take her eyes off it.
Was she
and then
to
described
it, out?
It. Yeah, she was like, and then 5 minutes later, she's like, yuck. All right. airdropping pics is better than text or email because it doesn't decrease the pixel quality of the pic. Yeah, that's apple to apple, though. So not everybody can do it. That pretty much gets us current. There's a lot of people wrote in about Game of Thrones, which we didn't get a chance to talk about. And people wrote in about Big Brother. Not really. I made that up. No one wrote in about Big Brother.
how was it, quickly?
It was, you know what? I hate all the people on the show. I can't root for any of them. Mm. They have this put on attitude towards each other, I'm guessing is for TV, but it comes off awful. Mm. You just go, yuck. I don't want any of you to win $500,000. Mm. Boo. Sure. But I'll be watching. I'm absolutely, okay. I'm riveted to it.
Now you sound like me.
Yeah.
They're awful.
All right, we're going to break. We'll come back, say goodbye, and more. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice@97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah has already left the building to take her son to his first day of big boy school. He's going to college at Berkeley, so she's moving him into the dorms right now. That's mm-hmm. why you don't hear her. We're going to just play a bunch of music. Stay with Alice all afternoon. Jane will be up this afternoon. I did see her.
Yes, so Jane she's is here. Here early today, so she's here to do some work. We saw her at Outside Lands as well. She was hanging out, so another concert on Jane's notch.
Be listening all the time, too, because we have a bunch of tickets to give away on the O5s. Mm-hmm. So be listening for that. Yeah. All right. So we're going to be gone. And mm-hmm. What do you have coming up for us for tomorrow?
You know, tomorrow we're going to have in someone from the JetBlue SOAR with Reading Program. They're hosting a celebration here in town.
S-O-A-R?
S-O-A-R.
Got it.
Yes. And we're going to talk about that. It's tomorrow afternoon on Chestnut Street. It's all about providing kids with books.
I love books. You guys
are really into books, so I thought let's have them in for a few minutes and help them promote their event. Plus, we are doing a secret show tomorrow as well.
All right.
All right.
Oh, my God. We got so many bad advices today. So
good.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
All right, then. Have a good one, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.